You undervalue yourself, said Cyramin. She sat to my right, perpendicular to me. There were at least 7 others around the table. I could hear them murmuring to each other. The table was either rectangular or oval-shaped, and Cyramin sat at its head. Someone else sat at the other end, across from her. It is appropriate for us to call you lady, Cyramin said. Please, allow us to show you that courtesy. But I'm not, I said, confused. There isn't a drop of noble blood in me. Nimero doesn't have a noble family. They were wiped out with the Maroland. I suppose that's as good an opening as any to explain why we've brought you here, Cyramin said, since I'm certain you've wondered. You might say so, I said, annoyed. Haddo, I hesitated, Master Haddo, told me a little, but not enough. There were a few chuckles from my companions, including 2 low male voices from the far end of the table. I recognized one of them and flushed. Haddo. Cyramin sounded amused as well. What we honor is not your wealth or status, Lady Ori, but your lineage. My lineage is like the rest of me. Common, I snapped. My father was a carpenter. My mother grew and sold medicinal herbs. Their parents were farmers. There's nobody fancier than a smuggler in my entire family tree. Allow me to explain. She paused to take a sip of wine, leaning forward, and as she did, I caught a glimmer from her direction. I turned to quickly peer at it, but whatever it was had been obscured somehow. How curious, said another of my table companions. Most of the time she seems like an ordinary blind woman, not orienting her face toward anything in particular. But just now, she seemed to see you, Cyramin. I kicked myself. It probably would have done no good to conceal my ability, but I still hated giving them information inadvertently. Yes, said Cyramin. Date did mention that she seems to have some perception where magic is concerned. She did something, and suddenly I got a clear look at what I'd glimpsed. It was a small, solid circle of golden, glowing magic. No, the circle was not solid at all. In spite of myself, I leaned closer, narrowing my eyes. The circle consisted of dozens upon dozens of tiny, closely written sigils of the god's spiky language. God words, sentences of them, a whole treatise's worth, spiraling and overlapping each other so densely that from a distance the circle looked solid. Then I understood and drew back in shock. Cyramin moved again. Letting her hair fall back into place, I realized by the way the sigil circle vanished. Yes, it would be on her forehead. That can't be. It doesn't make sense. I don't believe it. But I had seen it with my own 2 magic eyes. I licked my suddenly dry lips, folded my shaking hands in my lap, and mustered all my courage to speak. What is an Aramary full-blood doing with some little heretic cult, Lady Cyramin? The laughter that broke out around the table was not the reaction I'd been expecting. When it died down, I sat through it, uneasily silent. Cyramin said in a voice that still rippled with amusement, Please, Lady Ori, do eat. There's no reason why we can't have a good conversation and enjoy a fine meal, is there? So I ate a few bites. Then I wiped my mouth using my best manners and sat up, making a point of waiting politely for an answer to my question. Cyramin uttered a soft sigh and wiped her own mouth. Very well. I'm with this little heretic cult, as you put it, because I have a goal to accomplish, and being here aids that purpose. But I should point out that the new lights are neither little, nor heretical, nor a cult.